Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School. Jazz Ensemble. We want to welcome you here to the Music in the Parks Festival. Be one of your adjudicators today. My name is Joe Dudek. Come from Corona, California. And I'm really looking forward to your performance. The group sounds good and warm up. Of course, not listening with a critical ear, just kind of hearing you as we're getting ready. And our group is warming up, as I mentioned, and we'll begin shortly. All right, they've made your announcement. Looks like we're ready to go. Bass and crank up the treble a little bit. You know, the band's just playing with a great ensemble sound, and the wash of sound that I'm hearing is very pleasant. There's good tone quality, good intonation, hearing all the members of the chords stylistically, though, because of the articulation and how much ringing is happening in the room. I'm having a hard time addressing that, you know, basically the basic style and the articulation.
Yeah. Now, right off the bat, I heard a good cap accent and a lot of fight on the trombone part. Yeah. Yeah, nice crescendo. Yeah. Yeah, maybe rhythm section, bring it down even more before you get into 17. He had a good groove going, and then we want to make sure that the focus changes to the saxophone section. Who's really doing a great job. I love the cap accents. Nice bite in the trombone there, maybe a little bit more even though. Da-da, maybe a little ghosting that bottom note a little bit. Da-da. Exaggerate the long notes so those tap notes, we can really hear the difference in the length of those notes. Do da da da, do da 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 da. All right, Zachary, way to go, man. Man, great note selection. Job on the style. What I'd like you to think about is structuring the solo. Oh, here we go. Yeah, man. Just say structure the solo so it builds in intensity. Maybe a few more rests and a little more sporadic playing at the beginning. All right, way to go. And then build the solo so that it gains in intensity. Maybe fewer notes at the beginning. Faster notes or more notes at the end, a change in register, a change in dynamics, something that's going to build intensity throughout the solo. Yeah, Julia, make sure we stay in tempo and time. There we go. I think take some of the articulation style that we have in the tune. Again, thinking really, really good note selection. Stylistically, get some of those cap notes and upbeat rhythms that we have in the chart. Do that, you know, that type of stuff. And the same thing that I was telling Zachary. Try to get that solo to build. It kind of was a little anticlimactic towards the end of the solo. And think about starting off a little bit more mellow and then really building to a climax in the solo. Yeah, trombones. Okay, some pitch problems on the unison trumpet stuff. Now we can clean that up. Give me a little bit more of a lead in there with the drums. I like that the band crescendos through longer notes, anything longer than a dotted quarter note or a half note. We're doing these nice crescendos to move the music along. Think about that solo as starting a little stronger and then bring us down. And then just back its way down to piano or mezzo piano.
Yeah. A nice dynamic change. Good fill here. Good clarity in the saxophone.
What a great job. Well, it was really fun listening to you today. The thing I really like about the band is it sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun. You guys play with good tone, good characteristic tone, generally good balance. I'm hearing all the parts. Stylistically, I think the second tune we did a better job with the bite and the articulated passages. I could really tell a lot more what you're doing with this style than the Bossa style. Just in this really live room didn't come out as well as I think we would have liked it to. Solos, great job. Great note selection. All three improv solos, you guys are doing the right thing with the note selection. We talked about the idea of building a solo. You don't have to fill up the measures with sound the whole time. Playing rest sometimes is a scary thing, where you play something, ba-dee-da, rest, 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 wah-wah-doo-dah, you know, rest, 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 ba-doo-dee-da-doo-dee-doo-dah, you know, and leaving some rest in there, let the audience kind of think about what you just said, and then, you know, like the second time through the changes or later in the solo, then you can start, you know, then start filling up the measure with a lot of notes and stuff. And it just makes for, I guess, just a more, I don't know if logical is the right word, just a better paced, I guess that's a good word, a better paced solo, that you build the excitement level. And then maybe as you get to the end of the solo, you're going up in the register of your instrument, or more volume, or faster notes, or all of the above to build the intensity of it, okay? But in general, really good job, and enjoyed your performing today. Thank you. Looking forward to the other groups that you have from your school. Best of luck to you in the future.